In Colossians chapter 3, it says, "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things of the earth." And praise be to God, that's where our minds need to be set today, is set on heaven and not on this earth, because of what the Lord has done in each and every one of our life. We no longer belong in this world. We are kingdom children, we are kingdom people, and we belong in the kingdom of God. The scripture says that here we have no continuing city, but we are looking for one to come, and it's not on this place. We know that we are heaven bound, and I praise God forever, ever, evermore. I want us to turn, and I'm going to tell the guys back there at the recorder, you're not going to have any scriptures that's going to match, because the Lord changed the sermon on me today through song service. So don't even worry about posting up scriptures unless you can turn to them fast enough. But the very first one I want us to turn to is Matthew chapter 24 and verse 35. We are not going to stay in one spot for very long. So Matthew chapter 24 and verse 35. In Matthew 24... in verse 35, the Lord Jesus speaks to us. He says in verse 34, "Assuredly I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place." And then in verse 35, he says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words by no means will ever pass away." That we as believers today can stand firm on the Word of God, and we need to stand firm on the Word of God in our lives, in our daily life, and we need to stand firm in the Word of God in our prayer life as well. We know that the Lord Jesus defeated the adversary in the temptation of the wilderness in Matthew chapter 4. How? By the Word of God. The Word of God is the only offensive weapon that we as Christians have today. That we need to stand on the Word, we need to believe the Word, we need to proclaim the Word, and we need to pray the Word of God in our daily lives. Lord, this is what Your Word says. This is what Your Word says. I stand on that Word in my prayer today. Amen? So turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6. It's going to be a short sermon today. Ephesians chapter 6. Now, Ephesians chapter 6 is a verse of Scripture that you're all very familiar with. We read it we have read it over and over in the Bible, and as you grew in the church, you've heard it so many, many times. But in Ephesians chapter 6, we're going to go to verse 12, and that's the only verse that we're going to read today before we move on. But in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12, it says this, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood." Do you get it? We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand on the Word of God, stand in the truth of God's Word. You will be victorious through the power of the Holy Spirit, because you're standing true and solid on the Word of God. So when we read this scripture, our battle that we have is not flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. Now let me tell you, when we started this work so many years ago in Attica itself, and we moved over here, and you heard Carol say one time, she says, "In my prayer, I believe that we are piercing the darkness." That over every area in the United States, there are regional powers and principalities that rule over those areas. And I can tell you that there's principalities and powers of darkness that rule over this area in Marion County. They do not want this church here. They do not want this school here. They do not want us to move forward, because more people will come to be in the knowledge of truth and know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and Satan does not want that. Amen? So when Carol was saying that one time, she says, "I believe that we're piercing the darkness." And then it came to the point where we believed that we were breaking through that darkness. In other words, we were taking authority over those powers and those principalities. Brother and sister, what does this all mean in your life? In your life, you need to start taking authority over the powers and the principalities. And I know that this is Father's Day, but we're going to include the parents in this today. That parents, you need to start taking authority over the powers and the principalities that's hindering your children, that's hindering your grandchildren, for stopping your children to coming to the name of the Lord Jesus and recognizing Him as Lord and Savior in their life. Because I'm telling you, you are not wrestling, as the Scripture says, against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. That's where our battle is. It's not on this earth, it's in the heavenly realm, and I'm going to prove that to you today. Now turn with me to Isaiah 55 and verse 11. We may come back to Ephesians, but I don't know. But if you turn with me to Isaiah 55 and verse 11. In Isaiah 55 and verse 11. In Isaiah 55 and verse 11, and I back up to verse 10, it says, "For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth." Now listen to the words. "It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." That's why we pray the word. That's why we preach the word, because it will not return void. It will accomplish what God has sent it out to do. Now you in your own life can say, you know what, I have prayed, I've begged God, I've stood on the word of God. I do not see this happening. I do not see this happening in my life. It's not happening with my children. It's not happening with my grandchildren. And I'm telling you what, today, saints, you need to keep standing. You don't need to move off the Word of God. Stand on the Word of God. Start seeing your children saved. Start seeing your grandchildren saved. Start believing the impossible, because we have a God that does the impossible. And you need to start believing that, proclaiming that to the powers of darkness, that we stand on the truth of God's Word. Can I prove that to be true? Can I prove this to be true? And yes, I will, because I'll prove it to you right now. I want you to turn with me to the book of Daniel. The book of Daniel and chapter 10. The book of Daniel and chapter 10. In Daniel chapter 10, we're going to see that Daniel is going to pray. And he's praying for guidance. He's praying for clarification. He's praying to know what the truth is, how it will be revealed to him, and he's not getting an answer. He's not getting an answer. So we turn to Daniel chapter 10, and you go to verse 10. In verse 10, it says, "Suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees, on the palms of my hands. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you." This is an angel that has touched Daniel on the shoulder, and now he's speaking to him. He says, "Speak to you and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you." That angel had been sent to him. And he says, "While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling." And then he said to me, "Do not fear, Daniel." Now listen to the words. "From the first day that you set your heart to understand and you humbled yourself to God, your words," what were what? "They were heard." Amen. They were heard. The very first prayer that you prayed for that child that is away from God. The very first day that you prayed for that spouse that it was away from the Lord. That very first day you prayed for that friend that does not know Jesus. Even though they may have not come into the knowledge of the truth of Jesus Christ, may not be serving him today. I'm telling you this, because we stand on the Word, because we believe the Word, we trust the Word. When I uttered a prayer to my Heavenly Father, He heard it the first day. Yes. The first day. Amen. He said to me, "Do not fear, Daniel, for from that first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard. I have come because of your words. I have come because of your prayer." I'm going to tell you something. I wouldn't tell this to a lot of people because they would think that I was crazy. But I was praying one day, and I was praying for the school, and I was praying for the church, and I was praying for the building, and the Lord spoke into my heart, and I believe this, and I will believe this till I walk on the streets of glory. His Holy Spirit spoke into my heart and said, "You have nothing to worry about. I have my angel standing guard over what is being done." Hallelujah. Standing guard. Do we believe that to be true? Look at this passage of Scripture that we're reading here today. He goes on to say, because this is where it becomes important to us today. As husbands, as fathers, we need to be leading our families in prayer. Fathers, we need to be praying for our children. Fathers, we need to set the example that they know where we're going to be on Sunday morning, that we're going to be in the house of the Lord, and that we're going to serve Him faithfully. We need to set that example. The father is the leader in the household. I don't care how you want to put it down, but if Jesus is second place in your life, He will be second place in your children's lives. So many times we have preferred the man over the woman. It's fine for the woman to go teach Sunday school. It's fine the woman for the go teach children's church. I'm above that. I'm beyond that. But Jesus Christ tells us in the Word of God, in the book of Galatians, there's neither male nor female. That we're supposed to stand up and be one in the body of Christ. And men, we are recognized for who we are in our position of authority just because we're a man. And because you're a man, you will help to lead others to the gospel of Jesus Christ because you're taking a leadership role. Too many times we lead from the back end. We lead from the back end of our wives, and we need to be the spiritual heads of our household, leading our household to the kingdom of God. Amen. He goes on to say here, because this is where your battle is, "But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. That's why the answer didn't come through. That's why he didn't know what the answer was. He had prayed it. He had not heard back. But the principalities and the powers of darkness were fighting it in the heavenly places. "But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to me. For I had been left alone there for the kings of Persia. Now I have come to make you understand what will happen to your people in the latter days, for the vision refers to many days yet to come." Now when it talks about in verse 13, "But the prince of the kingdom of Persia was not a prince of a kingdom that was on this earth. He was a principality, he was a ruler, he was a power in the darkness. We as saints, we as Christians today, you know, you've heard that old saying, it doesn't matter how big the dog is in the fight, it matters how much the fight is in the dog. Well, I can tell you today, it doesn't matter how big your church is, it matters the Spirit of God that's in that church. That's what makes the difference. That we can pray through things, we can break through things, and we will break down the powers of darkness. We will take authority over them. And moms and dads, we need to start doing that today in our children's lives. And it doesn't mean you do today and you quit because you haven't heard back. It doesn't mean you did it 20 years ago and you're not still hearing back. It means that we continue to do that every day, believing and seeing our children come to the Lord Jesus Christ. You see it in your mind's eye. You see it in reality. When somebody comes up and comes down the aisle to be healed, and I anoint them with oil, I'm seeing that person healed as they're coming down the aisle. I'm believing and trusting in God's word that He will fulfill His word, because it will not return unto Him void, but it will accomplish the purpose for which He sent it out to be. That's all I got.
Pastor Leo?
Yes.
Can I share what the Holy Spirit put on my heart?
Yes, you can.
I looked at what's a godly man, or a godly father. A godly father is a man who walks with God and leads his family to Him. He embodies the principles of love, wisdom, grace, and creating a home where God is honored and loved. Then I said, I'm thinking of my father and my children's father and my sons and my son-in-law today. I praise God that my father and Noah were led by the Spirit of truth found in a relationship with Jesus. As our children grew, their faith grew too. With love in my heart for them, I can say they have their Father's eyes.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. You're a tremendous testimony, fathers. You may not think you are, but you are. You may not think that you have a leadership role in your family because your children have grown up. They have gone on their way. They have made their own mistakes. They have made their own choices. But fathers, you still stand. You still stand as a leadership role in their lives. It doesn't matter if your children are 15 or 45. Fathers, we need to step up to the spiritual role that God has called us to be in. And I'm going to share more about that next Sunday. I love you guys so much. William says it best, but Jesus loves you so much more. We were in a special place today, and I don't know if we realized it or not, but boy, I'll tell you what, God is here in this place today, and He came here today because two or more gathered. He wanted to be in the midst of you, and He wants to minister to you today. Let's pray. Father, we come before You today in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we thank You, Father, for this day. And we thank You for the Father's Day that we have today to celebrate. We thank You for all the fathers that are here. And Lord, we rejoice in the fathers that have gone on to glory. We can all think of fathers that led the role of leadership in their families' lives. Those people, those individuals will never be forgot. But Lord, we remember them and what they provided, how they supported us, how they encouraged us, and how they walked a walk of faith. And from that guidance of their leadership, Father, we can be those same people today. Help us to lead our families to Jesus Christ. I pray that, Father, for families that are out there, they're on the edge, they haven't made a decision, they walked away from God, and I know that families struggle with that, so many in our congregation. Father, we come against the powers of darkness today in the name of the Lord Jesus. We bind the powers of darkness, we cast them out in the name of Jesus, and we pray that the truth of the Scripture, the power of the Holy Spirit, will touch our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren for the kingdom of God. Let us rise up, Father, in the name of Jesus, to lead thousands to Jesus. We ask it today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.